Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A powerful winter storm is hitting the south and east today with heavy snow, ice, and gusty winds. That's causing travel problems on the roads and in the air. Hundreds of thousands of customers are without power in the southeast. In North Carolina, up to a foot of snow has fallen on western parts of the state. Eric Boyette is Secretary of Transportation for the state. He says COVID has affected staffing levels, but they are working to get the roads cleared and open as soon as possible.
We have more than 1,600 NCDOT employees and contractor resources are out working around the clock to clear our roads across the state. We are utilizing over 1,700 trucks and graders. We are also ready with chainsaws and heavy equipment to cut and shove any downed trees.
He's asking people to stay home if they can. The weather has forced airlines to delay or cancel more than 6,000 flights in the U.S., according to the flight tracking site FlightAware. From climate initiatives to voting rights to a vaccine mandate, it was a week of setbacks for President Biden. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the White House is now seeking a path forward.
The Supreme Court struck down President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for large employers, and the president can't get all his Senate Democrats to agree on a voting rights bill or his Build Back Better climate and child care plan. Now the White House is trying to determine if there's a more modest version of Build Back Better that Senator Joe Manchin would accept. And they're trying to see if there's a way to pass some kind of voting reform. A bipartisan group of senators is looking at ways to clarify the role of the vice president in certifying slates of electors in a presidential election. It's an effort to avoid another January 6th. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The man who held four hostages for hours at a northern Texas synagogue has been identified as a British citizen by the FBI. As Solomon Wilson of member station KERA reports, the 10-hour-long standoff ended with the hostages safe and the death of the hostage taker.
The investigation into the incident at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville is focusing on hostage taker Malik Faisal Akram and his motives. Dallas FBI Special Agent Matthew Tisarno said late Saturday that the investigation incident will have a global reach.
I do not have any information right now that indicates that this is part of any kind of ongoing threat. We obviously are investigating. We'll continue to investigate the hostage taker. We'll continue to investigate his contacts.
The hostages have remained mostly out of view since the incident, but Charlie Citron Walker, the congregation's rabbi, said in a Facebook post, "I am thankful that we made it out. I am grateful to be alive." I'm Solomon Wilson in Dallas.
And police in Greater Manchester, England, say they have arrested two teenagers for questioning over the hostage situation. You're listening to NPR News. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, says Tonga suffered significant damage following the volcanic eruption and tsunami. So far, there have been no official reports of deaths. Communications, however, remain difficult, and Ardern says she's unable to reach her Tongan counterpart. The BBC's Howard Johnson has more.
Satellite images of the eruption show a tsunami engulfing Tonga and sending a shockwave across the Pacific Ocean. Many parts of the island are covered in ash and have a near-total blackout of power. Internet and phone lines went down early on Saturday evening local time, cutting off communications to the island's more than 100,000 residents. In New Zealand, which has a sizable Tongan population, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said she'd spoken with Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, so that both governments can work in tandem in their response, including possible aircraft and naval deployments.
The BBC's Howard Johnson reporting. In Florida, SeaWorld Orlando transferred four manatee calves to an Ohio aquarium for rehabilitation. That frees up space to treat more of the threatened sea mammals that have been dying in Florida at an alarming rate. SeaWorld says DHL Express transported the manatees in custom-built containers from its rescue and rehabilitation center to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. SeaWorld is only one of five critical care facilities for manatees in the U.S. More than 1,000 of the mammals died in Florida last year. Asian markets trading higher. The Asia Dow is up about 0.2%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.